Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
The Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
Thank you for tuning in to 97.7 WVFF. This is The Toolbox. I'm your host, Joe Mangi. I'm here with my lovely co-host, The Raven. Today we're talking about, what do we name it? It was like old features on new cars.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Yeah, something
I don't know.
Like that.
Y'all write in and come up with a better name after the fact. But before we get into it, I got a little bit of automotive news.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark Roper, the YouTube guy,
mm-hmm.
was testing some vehicles' autopilots.
Yeah.
And he projected a road on a wall, and a Tesla drove right through it. Didn't even break because it seen the road.
The road.
Yeah.
That's like some Cartoon Network.
It was literally a Wile E. Coyote skit.
That's pretty crazy.
Also, I guess this isn't like automotive news, but mm-hmm. but big rig news. Kenworth is stopping production on the iconic W900 next year.
Why?
Oh, because of like emissions and stuff. And it's been in production since the 60s. So
the pickup trucks, or not even pickup trucks, the big rigs' emissions is the problem, not the cargo boats and all the oil and the trash and all that stuff being dumped everywhere. That's not the problem.
Yeah,
that's the 18-wheeler rigs.
How are they saying our straws are going into the ocean? Who's putting them there? We need to find that guy. Let's see. Oh, also, tractor news. There's a couple tractor shows coming up.
Oh.
Antique Tractor Show, April 26, 2025, hosted by the Lowcountry Antique Tractor and Engine Association. That's the one I'm in. It really, really rolls off the tongue. Yeah, gates
I
open.
Didn't know that's what your group is called.
I know. I just call it Tractor Club because
yeah.
it's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of stuff there. Gates open at 9 a.m. Tractor pull starts at 11. $10 at the gate gets you in. But they got food trucks, they got a kids area, and they got a classic car show. April 26th. Oh, really? Really, this thing's going to be making this noise while I'm...
Do-do-do,
yeah, y'all, don't pay attention to that noise. But yeah, it's April 26th. Address is 5146 Highway 174 in Adams Run. And also, there's a show... by a different thing. I think it's like a nationwide one, this one. But they got a show in Walterboro, mm-hmm. May 17th at 11 a.m. And I guess there's like a tractor show and parade. And it's at East Washington Street in Walterboro. I've never been. I don't know. I don't know what they got. Apparently they got tractors, so that's enough for me. But yeah, that's all I had for the news. So I guess we'll get into the new cars, old features,
yeah.
Old dogs, new tricks.
That's
so
a better title.
So we came up with a few the list before y'all like email saying that we did it wrong. So the list is the list we tried doing all production vehicles in the U.S. market.
Yes, only U.S. market.
So. Any of you Europeans over there listening, let me know, like, how different it is. But yeah. Oh, and I guess I'll start. You want me to do the first one?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so roll-up windows, right? I got.
You got roll-up windows.
I have roll-up windows.
I got the fancy-smancy manuals with the...
Believe it or not.
I click a button and it goes...
I've had to replace my roll-up windows because I broke them.
Doing what?
Rolling them up. Rolling them down.
How do you mess up rolling up a window?
We could strip the gears out on it.
How hard
the
were you cranking
gears.
It?
The truck was older than me.
What were you doing to that poor thing? Must have been raining really hard.
Yeah, it starts pouring. Yeah, that's what it was. All the sun showers in South Carolina. You got to roll them up fast.
Gotta be quicker than
But yeah, roll up windows. Gotta be, you know, the last production vehicle with roll up windows. Gotta be from the 80s, right?
Yeah, I figured it'd be like an old thing.
Maybe the 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, my truck's a 92 and it came with roll up windows.
Yeah.
No. The last production vehicle sold in the United States offering manual windows, 2024 Jeep Wrangler.
2024?
2024 was the last year you could get roll-up windows.
That's so crazy. I would think that, like, they would have done phase that out.
Yeah. I think even Geo Metros, it was an option.
Huh.
But, yeah. That last year, though, 2025, they're getting rid of it. Yeah.
Well, dang.
Starting in 2025, the Wrangler will no longer have manual windows. All electric now.
All electric. They're turning everything into all electric. Everything's going to be run off of batteries.
Well, oh yeah, I guess technically. I was going to say, well, technically, though.
Not technically.
Actually.
Well, actually.
Yeah, what do you got?
Having fun with a leaf blower. My first one was power steering. And, okay, so I'm going to sound like an idiot here for a second. What exactly is power steering? And here's my dumbness. I figured what this power steering was the rod that connects the steering wheel to the wheels. And it's
powered.
It's powered?
Yeah.
I thought you, like, the person turning the wheel was powering the steering.
No, it's like, power assisted.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like all cars. Like all cars have that.
So it's not like a pipe connecting the thing anymore.
Well, yeah.
Like there's wires connecting the thing.
Well, some like very new cars, like the Cybertruck is steered by wire.
So there's no rod.
There's
connecting
nothing.
The wheels.
But
to the steering.
99% of cars, it's steering wheel and it's like a rod goes to like a box or a gear.
Yeah.
And that gear is powered. Like power steering. You know, you gotta put the power steering in.
Okay.
I'm always putting power steering in because Ford's notorious for.
I thought you were making a joke. I'm gonna be so so for real.
No.
You're making a joke. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna mess with the power steering. I thought you were the power steering.
No. No. No, that's what.
Like blinker fluid?
No, believe it or not, power steering fluid is an actual thing.
Well.
I never get it, though. I just put oil in it.
It works?
Yeah. Well, it works for like a week.
Yeah.
Then it starts. Better. I've only been doing it for like 15 years.
Well, the last vehicles sold without power steering in the U.S. Were mostly trucks and SUVs, which would be you. And they were phased out in the early 2000s. And what year's your vehicle? 92.
So yeah, I mean, all vehicles got them.
So that was, you were like 10 years behind.
Yeah.
However, some vehicles, like the Jeep Wrangler, continue to offer manual steering as an option up until 2007, which, surprisingly, I don't see any Jeep person being strong enough to. Every Jeep person I've ever seen driving a Jeep is like spaghetti arms.
I can't say anything because I have like 3 Jeep friends now, but they actually go off road.
Do they really?
They actually
people.
I've seen mud on their Jeeps.
What?
I didn't think it was a thing anymore.
You should have taken a picture because I don't believe you.
Oh,
I didn't know they actually went off road.
Did you not get the last vehicle that had it?
Yeah, it said a Jeep Wrangler was.
Oh, I think there's one. Oh, man. I got some different information.
Yes.
I didn't even look it up, but I just know this.
Why does your brain know this?
Because it's weird. So.
What was your vehicle then?
So, the Alfa Romeo 4C.
Alfa Romeo is not American.
No, but they were sold in America.
This was American vehicles, not sold in America. American vehicles. Alfa Romeo isn't an American vehicle. How you gonna?
I probably should.
How you gonna
I meant the
me
American market.
No,
I meant this market.
No, you didn't say market. You said American vehicles. So I looked up American vehicles, not American market.
Oh, gosh.
Well, of course we're going to have different
info. Gosh, now. The whole list is useless now. Okay.
This is why I can't rely on you for information, because you tell me one thing and they're like, no, this is what I meant.
Don't say that. People rely on us for the information.
Yes, and Google is for never the wrong
information. Okay, so all right, so last vehicle sold in the US market.
Sold in the US
without market. Power steering. Alfa Romeo 4C 2020.
And again, I'll reiterate manual that Alfa steering. Romeo is not an American vehicle, but it was sold in America. Sold here.
Yes.
Yeah, a Jeep Wrangler was the last American made vehicle.
You see, you
without
say
power steering.
They're owned by the Chinese.
Well, they were made in America.
They're owned by the.
And Alfa Romeo was made in Europe and sold in America. What? So.
Ah, jeez. Yeah, I should have. I'm sorry. I should have clarified that.
Yeah. So now we're both. Now we're gonna have different answers. Yeah. Now all my stuff's American cars. Like, what the heck? You specifically said, "Oh, we're not gonna do European market." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And now you picking European cars.
They're sold in this market,
though. You didn't specify that.
Any listeners, call in and,
yeah, and let her know how wrong she is. I'll give you his number. You can call and complain to him personally. Don't do that.
I'm on the do not call registry. Don't you dare.
You know how you end up on that list, huh?
I do know. I'm like, stop calling me.
And I was about to say, you could do what Brian did and accidentally bring a cell phone on a nuke base.
Oh, Lord. That's another story. They gave him his phone back at security. And then, like, 8 hours later, he checked his time. And they were like, what?
Why do you have a cell phone here?
Yeah, like, he got...
You handed this to me.
Yeah, he got arrested for, like, 2 hours on a military base.
Oh, my goodness. All right, your next vehicle.
Okay.
Let's see what...
It's American. All my vehicles are American.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they?
I don't know the rest of your list. I just know that weird fact about Alphas.
Yes.
All right. Sealed beam headlights. You know, they're like the glass bricks.
Mm-hmm.
They're either round or square.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So sealed beam headlights, they were once an industry standard and mandated by law in 1940. Oh, I almost said 1914. Good Lord. Jeez. 1940.
That's like...
So mandated in 1940, and it lasted until 1984. Your vehicle had to have those in America.
The big lenses.
The big glass. The terrible headlights. They're like the worst headlights ever.
Yeah, but they're pretty.
They are pretty, and they're like $8.99 for the whole assembly at a parts store. Which is crazy, because now just the bulb is like $25.
Yeah.
But the whole light, I don't understand.
You can make a lantern out of those things now.
That would be a good idea. But yeah, so during that time, you know, vehicles had to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Ford was the first manufacturer to offer a model with molded headlights.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story, because they like already designed a car, and they like, hey, you want it to be fuel efficient, we need fancy headlights. And then they say, okay. And then they're like, we already got one. And then everyone else was like, what the heck? We didn't even know you could do that. But anywho, yeah, so mid-80s is when they started getting phased out to the molded headlights.
Yeah.
The last production vehicle sold in the USA with sealed beam headlights, it's kind of predictable, Chevy Express van, because it has not been changed since 1998.
Really?
Yeah, so... 2017 was the last year of sealed beam headlights as standard. And I mean, I guess they're not an option anymore, because why would you option down? But yeah, the final holdout for sealed beams was 2017.
Dang.
That's all I had for sealed beams.
Joe and the Raven will be back. More to come after these messages.